The COVID-19 pandemic has also seen a disturbing trend of incidents of bias and hate crimes directed at the Asian American community. KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports that's one of the reasons why it's so important to be precise with your words when talking about COVID-19.
At an online town hall, Bay Area Assemblymember Phil Ting took questions from his constituents last week.
We had two questions that asked, why is it racist to say Chinese virus? The virus originated from China.
To answer, Russell Jung, who teaches Asian American Studies at San Francisco State University.
By insisting on using the term Chinese virus like President Trump did, what it does when people use inflammatory rhetoric like that is it creates a connection.
A nexus, he says, between the bad virus and all Chinese people. They've seen this in studies, he says, and he's seen it in himself.
I even have this racial profiling bias. If I see an Asian person now, because I've been so inundated by media representations and by the political rhetoric, I even think a Chinese person with a mask is more likely to have the virus than if I saw a white person wearing a mask. So it affects all of us.
The president has stepped away from saying it, with Ting adding that we should all be suspicious that he'd switched to Chinese virus in the first place when it already had a name.
I think it was a very systematic political decision on what to rename COVID-19.
Megan Goldsby, KCBS.